What are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This podcast is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the amazing universe of the Elder Scrolls. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, our robots, and we just had one of the craziest pre-shows I think we've ever had. And Ben of Temeria is right. Hermaeus Mora would definitely know if there are more eyes or legs in the world. Welcome back, everybody. Lotus, welcome to the show. How's it going?
That was a lot of pre-show.
We've been talking for at least almost 20 minutes now. This is a patron episode. We've got our patrons with us. We have Rob the Princess, Ombre Mortem, and Bennett joining us as they have in the past. Welcome to the show, friends. How's it going?
Hello.
That was the most arbitrary conversation I've had in a very long time.
Yeah. No, it was it shockingly provided zero overall insight to pretty much everything.
Yeah, I'm left with net zero knowledge. Yeah,
net exactly. Zero knowledge.
I think I lost brain cells.
We are now dumber.
I feel more intelligent.
Perfect. See, so that neutralizes out too.
All right. And Falcon's joining us now too. Falcon, welcome. How's it going?
Hey, Falcon.
Hello.
So, friends, I'm glad you are all here. Just a reminder, if you aren't talking, go ahead and mute your mics just to keep down the barking in the background.
That's perfect timing. In the background.
And this is going to be pretty loose. We've got kind of a smaller group. Some of our patrons couldn't join us this week. I'm sorry that you couldn't make it. The topic that we landed on during our pre-show conversations on Discord is centered around villains. It went from, what was the worst villain, or who is the most evil villain? And then we kind of evolved it a little bit. So we are now
most agreeable villain, actually.
Most agreeable villain was
that's
it?
Where we started.
Is that where we started? It changed a few times. But now we are at, and this is the premise. Of all the villains across any of the Elder Scrolls games, and this could be even the expansions for ESO or any of the expansions DLC for any of the other games, which villain would you choose to work for if you had to pick a villain as their second in command, as their number two? Who does number two work for? Austin Powers. That joke never gets old. So this could be anybody. I mean, we could talk about Alduin. We could talk about some of the big bads, big bad Daedric princes that do terrible things. Or we could talk about these little minor villains that are, fun little side quests or whatever. So who would like to get started first? Who wants to share their thoughts on this? Anybody volunteering to jump in? Everyone's kind of looking. Oh, Rob's ready. Rob?
Yeah, sure. I'll get the ball rolling.
Roll that ball, Rob.
Roll your ball. That's a arcade machine recording for anyone who lived in the area that had those specific arcade machines.
Roll your ball, Rob.
I went with generic orc bandit number six.
All right.
Generic orc bandit number six. That comes from a list.
I really want to know which orc bandit that would be.
So here, I'm going to share the list. I'm going to share the list with Lotus here because I pulled a list before we started the show
orc
for
bandit
everybody
number
to.
Six is not on that list.
Is not on that list. Man. Oh, I thought there was something funny like that on here.
There was a lot of funny stuff on there.
Yeah.
I was looking for my orc boys, but
yeah, fandom.com has a list of Elder Scrolls villains, and they include the regular ones. So they also include the Dovahkiin. Because I guess you can roleplay an evil character and do terrible things, which
I mean, even like with the villain, I was saying that in the chat earlier, like the villain game, like the vanilla game, sorry, not villain, the vanilla game, like how it's played out with the DLCs, you become a vampire lord, you become indebted to Hermaeus Mora. You're not really a good guy. Like you can roleplay to become a good guy, but like by default, not really the best place to start.
It's true. You do some pretty sketchy stuff. And villain doesn't necessarily, like you mentioned in the chat, mean antagonist.
Yeah.
So
you can be the protagonist.
Right.
But my actual choice is King Gortwag from Daggerfall.
Wait, what? Say that again?
I don't know if he's actually... I think he's Warlord Gartwag at the time. I think he
Warlord Gartwag?
Yeah.
I know
in the USP, he's listed as King Gortwag, but he really is not a king yet because there's not a... They're not recognized.
Okay. Yeah. No, I know who you're talking about. It's yeah. It's throughout the Rothkos.
You and really. Six other people.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this one. Teach me something. Who is this person and why are you going to work for them?
Well, I just figured he's just trying to, very similar to how in like the ESO or Sinium storyline, you have King Kurog, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's trying to get them recognized as a like notable people. And King Gortwag's pretty much the same thing, but in the third era, he's...
History repeats itself a bit with that one.
Yeah, he founded the independent kingdom of Nova Orsinium. He's a skilled diplomat and political genius. He also has artwork in the Legends card game that makes him look daddy as hell.
okay. So what makes him a villain specifically?
Well, I mean, that's just because they're orcs, really. As like orcs weren't a playable race until Morrowind. So in Daggerfall, the orcs were just the villains because they're orcs. That's I mean, I wish there was more depth to it. It would be more justifiable and like more intriguing if there was more to it. But there isn't.
Yeah, they were a pretty shallow, just generic enemy thing for quite a while until
he
got
is the enemy
out.
Of the other kingdoms. So he's not that doesn't necessarily make him a bad guy, but he's seen as a villain throughout the series because the good guys are leaders of like the High Rock and Hammerfell, and so he's an enemy to them.
Right, the human people and the elves, and whoever else. Yeah,
and I couldn't find it in my research today, but I swear he had some heavy necromancy stuff going on, but I couldn't find anything today, so maybe I'm mixing him up with someone else.
Do you remember any of that, Lotus?
Not specifically. Like, I remember this character existing, but like I don't really remember kind it of other than his kind of overview that it's like, oh yeah, it's kind of like a history repeating itself throughout the eras, which is kind of the thing that actually sort of happens in real life a decent amount, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. It's like he never struck me as like anything that I remember anything substantially from.
Sure.
So yeah, I don't have any deep insight, unfortunately.
Yeah. So Rob, here's the follow-up question. As his number two in command, how do you feel like he would treat you?
So when you first prompted, I must have missed the number two part. I just thought you meant like one of the lackeys, and I was like, yeah, I'd probably follow this
guy. It's where it started, but I wanted to move your importance up a little bit so that you had to be like their number two. So like Sheogorath has what's his name?
Manservant. I can't remember.
Yeah, Haskell.
Haskell. That's it. Right. Yeah. So if you were to choose Sheogorath, you would have to become Haskell, right? Which is kind of interesting. And
Haskell's replacement.
Right.
You know, whatever.
His replacement. Right. And we've talked about Haskell and how he sounds super unenthusiastic about doing his job. So how would this work out for you? Do you feel like, I mean, it sounds like a noble cause as long as the orcs are actual people with like their own and not just, you know, villains.
Because they were portrayed as villains, they were kind of villains in the game. They're not really the most noble of people in the game. And when you look at the lore, they have a bit more respect and honor to them. But in the game, they are just kind of a bunch of bandits that happen to have a kingdom is kind of what it is. So that could be down to game mechanics or down to lore. It's a bit of a gray area, but... I would assume probably somewhere in the middle where they're not necessarily the most honorable like army to defend.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like this would be a difficult job as the second in command? Do you feel like you'd get a lot
I
of
don't
flack?
Want it. That's why I was like, I would much rather be the lackey than the second
than
in
the
command.
Second in
because
command.
Absolutely not. That's way too much responsibility, my dude.
Totally responsibility.
I guess kind of like no one would want to be in Haskell's position either, I would think. So I guess, if I'm there, I'll deal with it. I'll step up to the plate, but it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be easy. That's a lot of weight on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have any questions about this one? Feel free to chime in if you guys do.
No, it's an interesting choice. Although while Rob has been explaining this, which I think is like an interesting, like a little more out of the box choice, which I, you know, I would expect no less. Rob, you usually find ways to get some deep cuts in there.
Well, it's also an org thing, so that's a Rob thing.
Also a Rob thing, yeah. this list is highly suspect.
the fandom list.
I'm just like, so everybody is a villain, just like literally everybody has the potential to be a villain or not.
Some that are outright villains aren't on that list. I can't remember.
Well, like, it is the like fandom site. The fandom is kind of the like.
Yeah, it's, there are some that I'm like, why is this person on the list and why is this person not on the list?
Right. It is clearly Google's favorite site to click on for wiki lore stuff, but it is the stepchild when it comes to actual accuracy of lore sometimes.
So. But it's just amusing. I was reading through that.
I saw Malekith was on the list. I'm like, I don't think Malekith has ever really been in like an antagonist of any kind in any of his stories. He's not really seen as a good dude, but he's not really seen as a villain ever.
Yeah, villain can be like, subjective. Like if they are your enemy, you might just be the villain, right?
Well, just because like to that point, like the Imperials and the Stormcloaks are both listed independently. I'm like, so everybody's just a piece of crap.
Yeah, because
I mean that is true.
It is. I mean, it's true. It's actually objectively correct, but it's just so I appreciate that. But yeah, no, it's just kind of funny.
Yeah, this was just a list to get people thinking about who might be out there.
It's just that's funny all it was. I was browsing through.
Right.
There might be a different orc leader that had something to do with necromancy because I remember there being some like one that like tried to legalize necromancy in Orsinium and like had a huge thing in the
there
army
was the
well
there was the character from the Elsewhere expansion.
Yeah, was I was gonna say there was
maybe it was him. I don't know.
Or
Zamagumafum or something.
Zubumafu?
Zubumafum or whatever.
Zubumafu. Yeah.
Is that a children's show?
Don't know
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Zumagfum. Zumagfum. I think that's actually his name.
Zumafu. Okay. Cool. Well, okay. Well, I mean, you pulled one out of kind of nowhere, and I've now learned something. That's great.
I was going to stick with Alduin because that was where the whole thing started. With Alduin, did nothing wrong. Alduin's not a bad guy. I would agree with Alduin, and then I was like,
he's a good guy.
If we're going to see with who we would agree with most or who we'd work under most, I was like, okay, well, I would probably be more aligned with the orcs because King Gortwog is a pretty cool guy.
Gotcha. So, okay, so let's move on. Falcon, did you pick Alduin? Because some people think Alduin's a villain, but that is definitely debatable, right?
No, I did not pick Alduin.
Okay. Do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. I'll take Dagoth Ur because we share similar views on the Argonians.
Oh, no. Wait, we're going to talk about Argonian slavery.
Have many opinions on the Argonians.
You had me for a second there, Falcon. Oh. An interesting suggestion.
Do you really want to go with Dagoth Ur or are you going to pick somebody else?
I don't think it would work. I don't know. I don't think Dagoth Ur would work well because I'm probably would be a Nord and he wouldn't be happy about that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
So who would you pick instead?
I would take First Mate because the pirate's life is for me. The Corsairs are interesting that they're just a random named bandits. Only on that one ship.
Okay, so explain this. This is one of those other little nuanced characters. Where do you come across First Mate?
First Mate, he's like the leader of the Dainty Slowed ship. Like
the Dainty Slowed. That is such a good name.
Yeah, I know.
This is in Skyrim, right? This is Skyrim?
Skyrim. Yeah. He's North of Solitude. He's another orc, so I guess there's that.
The Dainty Slowed.
Dainty Slowed.
I want to get a fat little dog and name it the Dainty Slowed.
Sorry, I don't know. Basically join them for the pure reason of knowing more about them because it's weird that they're a named raider group with no connected quests.
These like Corsairs, you're just off the coast.
Yeah, Corsairs. Yeah. And they're only at the Dainty Slowed.
Don't they have
else.
A quest?
You can go there for the Thieves Guild, but isn't that one of the, is that one of the Radiant quests? I thought it
the,
was
the shady guy in Solitude who's like, hey, I have a job for you. And
no, that's is that I think that's Broken Orb Grotto with the Black Blood.
That's Ben, it's not a,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
a lot of these, right. A lot of these all blend together.
Jerry Ra and Deja.
Yeah, that's Deja. I'm pretty sure you're right. That's I think that's it. Yeah.
So, do you like the idea of being like a pirate?
Yeah, I like the water. The water is nice to be on. Okay. It's nice going out on the lake near our house. Yeah.
It's kind of funny, like, whether you intended for this to be the direction, like, or not, just with, like, how, like, over the top just being alive is at times in this world.
Yeah.
And, like, incredibly difficult.
In the world of Elder Scrolls?
Last year. No, I was
going to get our own thing. You're getting really existential on us.
Like, yeah. Having a crisis on the stream.
Weirdly deep.
But, like, you've got bandits everywhere. And, I mean, the joke's just for game tropes that there's, like, more bandits than the surface population of, like, all of Tamriel their respawn rates and stuff. But it's just, like, piracy and being a bandit and stuff like that just seems, like, so commonplace. Even classifying them as a villain is sort of even, like,
when that's the average population. Like, well, I mean, yeah,
somebody's gonna kill them anyways if they don't hold their own, so is being a pirate really all that bad in this world? I mean, I guess you could be worse than other pirates.
I suppose so. Yeah. All right, any other thoughts on this one? Any other questions for Falcon?
Because when we were first talking about this, Falcon, you were the one who was trying to emphasize that we should stick
to
the
main character. Yeah, I specifically said no.
You were the one who didn't want to go this route, and then you went this route.
And I specifically stated, don't use the first mate, and then I used it.
And then you used it.
So are you just, like, trolling us?
It's just a big misdirection, so you wouldn't take first mate.
I mean, since that rule got disregarded, I went with him because, a pirate life is cool. And honestly, being with one of the bigger ones who, like, people actually, like, notice and do something about, like, people trying to actually fight, like, Dagoth or whatever, you're more likely to get killed at that point.
Yeah, I can see where you're going.
Almost him under the radar certainly. Is just being a little pirate.
Right. Like, I hope nobody finds me over here on this part of the map while they're busy fighting the bigger problems.
Right.
Yeah.
I can definitely
agree with
that. I don't want to be Gortwog's second, probably mostly for that reason. So you would just be. So the first mate is not the captain of the ship.
But there is no captain, so he's somewhat the leader.
Yeah, so I was about to ask, what position is being second in command to first mate, which would normally be the first
mate? Second mate?
Third
mate?
I think I get
the coffee. Would you just skip it and go to third mate?
It's a number problem.
Assistant to the regional manager.
This is one of those number problems that you got on some test, someone you're like, come on, that's not fair.
I have control of the lifeboats.
There you go. Lifeboat manager on the ship.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Nice. All right. Well, we've got this is the first two down. We've got two more to talk about.
Third mate once removed.
Third mate once removed. Yeah.
That was GG.
GG in chat. But tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to thank our patrons and we will be right back. It's that time. Holiday shopping is here and I've got something to help you out. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. And that's legit. How many different stores can you find exactly the same products and you just are shopping for whoever has the best deal? No, this is a place that has high-quality, unique, often handmade or made in the US products by independent artists and small businesses that truly create one-of-a-kind gifts for all sorts of different seasons, and it's the holiday season. Well, get this. I found one that I thought was super cool. Now, my wife loves puzzles. She loves mysteries. She loves escape rooms. They have murder mystery jigsaw puzzles where you use the puzzle to solve the mystery. There's a few of these, and I think I might pick up the clairvoyant convention one. I think she'll love it. And that's just one example. They've got gifts for moms and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, gardeners. There's something here for everybody on your gift list. And they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice with every purchase. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/scrollslore. That's uncommongoods.com/scrollslore for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show, and this is where we get to thank our patrons, including all of these wacky people. Hi. And also our newest patrons, Wayne J., Justin A., Kyle M., TJ K., and Jordan H. Welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for signing up, and we're so glad you're here. Also, we got to shout out our Daedric Princes, our Tier 5 Daedric Princes, Jacob K., Kira C., Neon Knight, Noodle Al Dente, and Avery G. Oh, and oh, I'm sorry, I jumped too far. I'm reading the wrong ones. Avery's on the Dragonborn one, but you get shouted out anyway. Congratulations, you got a bonus surprise shout out. If you're interested in helping to support the show and get a bunch of cool stuff, head over to patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out everything over there. And if you'd like to help us out in other ways, you can leave us a rating, a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and some words, and we'll read that out on a future episode. We don't have any new ones this week. Plus, you can rate the show on Spotify and whatever other platform you're listening to this on, if there's a way to rate it or like it or whatever. And you can even leave comments on Spotify now that there's these little messages and little comment things that show up, say things like, what'd you think about this episode? So if you leave some kind notes on those, that would be amazing as well. So thank you to everybody for your support. Let's get back to the rest of the show.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, we're back. And Ben of Temeria just showed up. Ben's joining the chat. Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Yo, I finally got my game in downloading, so.
Nice, nice. You picked up the new Star Wars game, right?
I did.
What's the full title of that one? Jedi
Survivor.
What's
it?
Just Jedi Survivor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought there was like a subtitle or something. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're talking about if you were to choose a villain, which one would you choose and to be their second in command? So here we go. Who would like to go next? Bennett, Ombre, Ben, if you're ready. Bennett looks ready. Bennett?
Yes, I'm ready. So this character, arguably the most evil, definitely the most annoying, I would be second in command to the adoring fan.
Oh my god.
Specifically, wow. Because he's who I'd look up to, and I'd be his adoring fan, and I would annoy him back.
You're just gonna be like a chain of adoring fans.
Yeah, I'm just gonna follow him around.
He's gonna be like, I'm so excited to see you. I love the arena and whatever he says. It's been so long, I don't remember any quotes. And then you're gonna be like,
I don't either.
By Azura,
By Azura. That's right.
Throw him off a cliff. That's you literally
the grand champion.
By Azura. And then you're gonna run up to him and go, By Azura to him.
That's it.
That's amazing. But
I don't know because, if that's the fight you think it is, man.
Because wow, you're his fan. That means you also have to worship the thing he worships. So you're both gonna end up.
That's like deep level evil. Like,
he deserves it. Okay, he deserves it.
You put him above what he adores, so there's a conflict of interest there,
right?
Oh no.
Also, you blew chat's mind. I think everybody, myself included, thought you were going Cicero.
I thought you were going Cicero for a moment.
Yeah,
Cicero. I thought about that.
Yeah,
but he freaks me out too much. If we're being honest, he actually.
But adoring fan doesn't.
A little bit. But I just thought it'd be, you know, fun to get back at him by being his adoring fan.
I hate Cicero with all my being, and I would rather be in a room with Cicero for an hour than adoring fan for 10 minutes.
You don't like his little soft serve lemon ice cream haircut or any of that stuff?
Oh my god, he does kind of look like soft serve. And he's got like the chubby cheeks and like the glowing skin because of the weird graphics that Oblivion had.
So you're just describing literally all of Oblivion's graphics.
That's Bosmer Alpha Male right there.
That's true. Now, as his second in command, not only would you have to adore him because you would be doing that, but you would also have to be taking any orders that he gives you. So
that's true. But what would he order me to do? Just go up to the Grand Champion and go buy a Zura, buy a Zura.
Like follow the Grand Champion around. When I'm going to go take a nap, you stick on the Grand Champion.
But he would never go take a nap. He loves the Grand Champion too much.
Oof. True that.
Wow, that's almost like a pretty sweet loophole where you can just annoy him whenever you're in the mood, and the rest of the time you get to just like exist and do your own thing.
Unless he inevitably yeeted off the mountain, do you follow?
Ooh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have to follow him around? Can you not take a nap because you have to be there at his beck and call whenever he's working?
I guess that would depend on what he requires. I don't know.
Yeah.
All we know is, but he loves the Grand Champion, and he's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
To yeet or not to yeet.
If he got yeeted, would I be just have to follow suit and become the Nidoran fan to the Grand Champion?
Would you need a lemming right off the cliff with him?
It's like you just won the tournament of who gets to stay an adoring fan. You become the Grand Champion of adoring fans.
But then I could also just choose to run things differently, you know?
I suppose
I became the number one. Yeah. I could just be like, hey, I'm a fan. Can I get an autograph? Hey, next time you're in a fight, maybe like I'll hold some gear for you.
Cool.
I won't bother you.
Cool. Peace. I'm going to go back to my regular life until the next competition.
Just exists.
See you later. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. Well, it looks like Falcon had to go, maybe.
Might maybe be back. We'll see.
Don't know.
Potential DC.
Also, I came up with that because I couldn't think of any weird villains, and I asked ChatGPT to list some weird villains from the Elder Scrolls games, and it listed the Adoring.
Wow. Fan.
That's
Ask
amazing.
Us next time, bro.
That's amazing.
I hate that answer. I hate the Adoring fan, which I guess means you did a good job.
I was going to say, you did a good job. Is probably the most evil suggestion so far. The others, it's kind of justifiable.
This as far as like, the evil ones go, I'm not going to say Malak Ball, right? Like,
yeah.
Don't want to be involved with him at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't want to work for that guy. Nope.
I mean, he's got good benefits. Immortality.
Immortal life
job benefits,
of
dude.
Torment?
Yeah, limitless torture.
Benefit?
Is that a benefit?
It's not a benefit.
But if you're his second in command, are you being endlessly tortured?
Yeah, I mean, because you got to be around him.
I would not like to be in.
Manimarco, I feel like, would say yes. I am.
He only got endlessly
tortured
because he betrayed him. He was otherwise doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, but theoretically, wasn't that living up to like what he should be doing as a follower anyway? So by doing what he's supposed to, he gets limitless torture for betraying.
If he was under Boethia's control, Boethia would be like, fist bump, bro. But
yeah,
you're under the wrong prince. So
Right. Yeah, I would take a fist bump from Boethia any day over any kind of doing anything for Molag
Ball. I'm not saying you should become a Molag Ball. I'm just saying there are benefits to it. I didn't choose him for a reason, but there are benefits to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a very creative one, Bennett. This is cool. Who wants to go next? Ombre or Ben? Ombre's ready.
I can go next.
Yeah, all right. Who's your villain?
I kind of alluded it to in Discord, so nobody else here knows what it was, but I was debating on this for a while. I was thinking Alduin for a little bit, but then someone reminded me of something that's very important, and it is now he was saying that it was possibly the most evil character, you know, the Adoring fan, but I believe this one beats out every other character stacked on top of each other by a margin, just astronomical proportions. I believe the most evil, diabolical, and unreasonable villain in all of the Elder Scrolls history is the Dragonborn. And there is no doubt within my mind that this is a true fact. We have multiple instances of them existing and them just mercilessly slaughtering the entirety of all of Tamriel for reasons the people do not understand. They would join wars and then kill their side as well for no particular reason at all. There was no reasoning with them. If they wanted your soul being trapped in a black soul gem, well, you better start running, but you're not going to get far. There's no reasoning with them. Like every other villain, they typically have a reason. I mean, the only one you could probably say villain-wise would probably Shigoroth, but even Shigoroth has his reasons to a certain point. Meanwhile, the Dragonborn does what the Dragonborn does, which has no reason to what they do.
So you could complicate this even more and say that every time anybody started up the game and even played a little bit, that would be canon And so it would be like living in a Dragon Break with every variation of every playthrough of the Dragonborn doing any possible thing that anybody would do at all. You know, like saving the game, restarting and killing that guy again, saving the game, restarting and killing the same guy again, or whatever, over and over and over, making all the good choices, making all the bad choices, making both choices and being super confusing, like you were alluding to, like all of that.
There is one more thing about this is that every time you start the game, you are now creating another instance of everyone being pretty much damned to Alduin until you defeat him. And fun fact, a lot of people start those new games, never go kill Alduin. So guess what? You just cursed an entire realm of that existence to just being devoured by Alduin because you're like, oh man, I really wanted to start playing a mage. And then, you know, level five, you realize that you're using two-handed and all wearing all heavy armor again, or just playing a archer assassin. It's like,
right. Or somebody who loaded up like the giant boobs mod. And now the Dragonborn has gigantic boobs.
Got to level two. Oops.
The ultimate villain is the one who downloads the mods and makes Lydia wear the spaghetti strap bikini armor.
Oh my god. Yep. I think you got a good point here. That would be very confusing.
And it's like even the gods of these realms are at their whim because, like you said, they can modify the entirety of reality to whatever they see fit. Maybe not through themselves, but through who basically controls them. Which is bad, you know, it's just like a whole thing because, you know, it's us, but it's not.
Right. So, okay. So even if you don't go the meta aspect of this and you just stuck to the Dragonborn as the character in the game who can do all the things that they can do.
Like single playthrough Dragonborn.
Single playthrough Dragonborn. There's debate that like stopping Alduin is not the right thing to do.
It's not.
Yeah. Or
that's kind of what started this whole subject was, well, the Dragonborn is more of the villain than Alduin in the story if you look at it in the right way and you squint a little bit.
Right, the whole like Alduin's just doing his job, this is the way time is supposed to go, and you're throwing a wrench in it, that kind of way.
Well, that was what Falcon was saying. It was like Alduin's just doing his job, and I was like, well, my counterpoint to that is, well, Alduin's specifically not doing his job because his job was to end the world, and he was specifically not ending the world, and that was what kind of made him the villain. And the Dragonborn's forcing him to go back to do his job. So he's the Dragonborn's the villain. The Dragonborn's the reason for the end of the world because he's making Alduin go back to devour the world.
Yeah.
Rather than
unless the end of the world is good. See, like there's like you could look at each one of those individual parts both ways. You can view it both ways. Okay, so but here, let's get into the concept of you being the second in command for the Dragonborn. Are you now like Lydia? Like who? What is going on here?
This is the best part. It's you're really rolling the dice here because basically one of three things are going to happen. One, you're going to be, you know, following them around and, you know, fighting wherever they fight. Two, you get forgotten at some house and you never do anything. So you get to literally just chill out for all your existence, which, you know, it could be worse. At least you're not getting attacked by dragons or something.
I lose them in caves more often than anything.
Or, you know, the third option is that your Dragonborn is the antithesis of evil and, you know, just kind of trapped your soul in the Black Soul Gem. And
you're just stuck. Well, or you accidentally get murdered. You accidentally get murdered and get left behind because a fireball went the wrong way.
Or they just, you know, wanted another soul because, you know, they just need that little bit more XP for their enchanting, you know?
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this one? This is interesting.
I would say, like, the Dragonborn canonically does have, like, two different second-in-commands, depending on the point of the story. Because, like, Lydia is, like, just always the first companion you pick up if you progress a story as designed. It doesn't have to be, but it's like 99
depends if you go to
times
river whatever that place is. I always forget the name of it because
Riverwood
because I always want to say
like Faendal or something.
Yeah, Faendal, you can run into him on the way over, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
But yeah, so like Lydia is just kind of like everyone's generic companion, or Serana, because if you complete the DLC you kind of have to have her be your companion. So I feel like Lydia or Serana would be inherently the second command. So would you be like partnering up, or would you be replacing them? Or are you just like in this scenario, you just are them? I don't know how that works.
I guess it'd be kind of like how, like if like one general had a bunch of vice generals underneath them, I guess it'd be kind of the way you would look at it. that probably best way of thinking about it is that there's like many, like they're the palm of the hand and there's the fingers, you know? And so you're one of their fingers, basically.
Or Lydia's a house Carl, so she can't actually be second in command. She's only a servant.
Yeah, she gets left at the...
Like, so, I mean, that's like the assistant. That is second, right?
Well, it depends. It's are you the assistant manager or are you the assistant to the manager?
That's a fair point.
So I guess it could go either way.
A follow-up question. You said specifically you wholeheartedly, without a single doubt, think that the Dragonborn is the most evil. So why do you want to be in that position? What's the motive?
well, I mean...
Because he's also evil.
Well, because out of all the villains, it's the most chance of, you know, like you having a good Dragonborn per se, like one that's not going to kill you, because those ones that are going to kill you are very far in between because they're probably off killing everyone else. So you get to just...
I've accidentally killed many of my companions.
I was about to say, like, there's a decent chance you just shouted off a cliff.
Yeah.
So without a doubt, 100% the most evil entity in all of the universe of Elder Scrolls. You still want to be second in command?
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's 100% without a doubt. It may be the most chaotic.
That's how he led. Right.
That's how I led.
He may be the most chaotic.
Definitely chaotic. Well, no, here's the thing, because the banality of evil is the lack of reason, because they don't have a reason for doing all these heinous crimes. They just do. At least with other villains, they have a purpose to these things they're doing. Meanwhile, the Dragonborn is doing all these killings, rampaging pretty much across Tamriel in most of these instances for no reason.
Or for the reason of being just a 13-year-old who's bored.
Exactly. Hey,
it's not a crime if they attack me first.
Some people just want to watch the world burn. So. Oh, this is a really fun one. I'm sure people will be chewing on this a little bit.
Ben's got a point.
I would like to point out that the Dragonborn cannot be the most evil person in existence in the Elder Scrolls because there's a lot of NPCs that they cannot kill. However, the Nerevarine
Trojan.
Pan.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, I guess you
could
debate
which game. Yeah, we could go down that route too. All right, this is an interesting one. All right, we're up to Ben. Ben,
who's your villain? I don't know if he's like a villain per se, but I don't totally would be second command of Hersine.
I mean, some people see Hersine as listed in the
nebulous villain category.
Does he do any bad things?
Follow up with justifying how is he a villain? Because we all kind of said, okay, this is our villain, and this is why they're a villain. So why is Hersine?
Do you want to justify it, or you want me to
as a villain? I mean, Hersine does trick mortals into becoming his own werebeasts.
Mm-hmm.
It is a curse. It is a curse slash blessing, depending on who you ask. Right?
Yeah. Like, so for instance, like when you get the ring of Hersine in Falkreath in Skyrim, like Hersine straight up tricked a guy into taking the ring to transform whenever.
Right.
So
true. That is deceitful. Yeah. Also, if you end up in his realm, he might just hunt you down for sport.
Or you hunt with him.
Well, exactly. If you're his second in command, the odds that you're going to be hunting with him and in a sporting way so that it's, you know, at least fair-ish. It seems like given a choice, that would be pretty advantageous, at least to a degree, except in situations where, since Hersine is prone to keeping things as fair as possible, that could backfire if you end up getting some competition that's like legitimate and you end up getting shanked and he's like, hey man, nothing I can do. It was a clean kill on you.
Sorry.
Well, that's fair, but hey, that's the life of Tamriel.
Right. That's not even that unusual. You could do that when like walking to the store to grab like a pelt or something like that, randomly shanked by the Dragonborn.
That's true. Or you eat it off a mountain.
Yeah, you eat it off a mountain.
That's true. Yep, that goes either way. Oh, looks like Falcon's joining us back. Got to adjust the screen again. All right, so Hersine. So
you know, it's just fun. I love werewolves. That's the main cause.
This is
of
a
it.
Real end goal to be a werewolf.
To be a werewolf.
And
has just been pointed out that Hersine's name is just that he's heard and seen.
Heard and seen. I don't know.
Seen. He's just the the perceptions. That's all he is. That's his name.
Oh, like hearing and seeing. It's just
His name. Hear, seen. Can you hear?
He's everywhere.
I've seen. Like that's just his whole name. He's just
all right.
It's okay. Weird.
I like they should add smell to it as well.
I mean,
here's seen smell, taste.
There it is.
So, I mean, if you're looking for a villain aspect of Hursing, I looked it up because I was like, what is the villain aspect of Hursing besides, you know, being a Daedric Prince, obviously. So apparently every era, they just kind of show up on random place and just unleash a bunch of wolves and just say, hey, just kill whatever, you know?
So that would
definitely be a villain aspect. You're just
that's one of like the six different wild hunts, right?
Yeah. It's like when with the Blood Moon thing and what is it, Blood Moon Prophecy or whatever it is.
Yes, Blood Moon Prophecy, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that'd be the...
It's a call in the crowd.
That counts. That totally can count. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other thoughts about being the second in command?
Would you agree with Outlander on the Twitch chat?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So basically a Packmaster.
That's what I mean. It's like, it does seem like you would just get a lot of the benefits. It's just you wouldn't get any type of protection that some of the other ones might. Although, you know what? Daedric Princes don't give a crap. They're nope. You're very disposable, even as second command. So,
yeah.
I mean, you're mostly disposable as any second command.
Right. Yeah.
In Tamriel. Like,
right.
All second commands get shanked out at some point or another.
Oh, no. All right. So that's her scene. Second command, her scene. I think we've gone through everybody. Lotus, did you have anybody in mind that you wanted to bring up?
I mean, the obvious gimmick to mine would be like Hermaeus Mora, but I'm like, that to me is kind of weird because I'm like, okay, but I would. The thing that I think is so funny about that character is how much of a super neutral, not villain that character kind of is.
He's more like a force of nature than a villain.
In Dragonborn DLC, he's pretty menacing. But like,
there's always that
scary,
creepy aura about him, and it's just very like, but nothing really seems like intentionally.
He hunts down the skull pretty ruthlessly, and then he betrays Merak. So it's like he's pretty menacing in that specific storyline. Right, and
but it's also like a force of nature. Like it's just an unpredictable, powerful thing.
Yeah. Like so it's like, I don't know if I classify that as a villain. I mean, it's because it's very similar to like with Ben's thing with Hircine. I would consider Hircine a largely neutral Daedric Prince.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, so I was like, so I don't really think that would work in this regard just because it was like, I don't personally consider. So I was trying to think of like something interesting, but again, while I was going through this, most of them are just like, okay, well, a lot of these are just like, this person's just like overtly a monster and it's like, well, the second they can betray their second in command, they probably will. Like, so it's like, well, that's probably not going to be good for me and my longevity in the long run. So I figured the best one I could come up with in my somewhat limited time trying to scramble through all this stuff and come with somebody that I considered a villain. I was thinking Clavicus Vile because that would make me Barbus.
You could debate if Barbus is part of Clavicus Vile or not.
Barbus
but...
might be first in command. It's a bit of a gray area.
Hey, to be a shape shifting happy puppy who's immortal and gets to kind of do my own thing.
Who keeps
and just
getting
get
left behind
from time to time.
Keeps getting left behind and then gets super bummed out about it until finally you get back to your master.
Yeah. So given a choice of all these god awful scenarios to which you have to be a second in command to somebody, I feel like being Barbus is probably the most advantageous second in command I could come up with because I actually like Barbus.
That makes sense.
He has a pretty rough life, I would say.
I mean, like, it's
Clavicus
not great.
Screws him over quite often.
That's true.
Pretty harshly.
But for the when like you know, say go into the Dragonborn thing. Okay. I get Rueful Axed. That sucks, but then I get to just... I'm also an immortal being, so it's just like...
You can just call it Roofied for short.
Oh, yeah, all right. Now I get Roofied real quick.
That's where that comes from.
That's clever. I like that. But, like, I get to come back in the end, and it's like, whatever. I'm still a happy little puppy getting to run around and lure
you just
people
want
to
be a
puppy. Ridiculous deals.
That's all.
That I get to...
You've got Boots sitting there, and you're like, that's the life.
Right. That's why. See, maybe that's why my view is so skewed. Like all day long, she's just chilling, being lazy. Yep. Just sleeping on the couch with stuffed toys, getting fed and scratched all the time. That seems, it's like, you know, in terms of all the things that are going to maim and kill you in this world, that seems pretty manageable.
Yeah, I think you're a better master than Clavicus is, though.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. All right. So I've got one. What do you guys think about this?
What do you got?
What do you think about this? The Night Mother.
So the listener.
So I guess I would be the listener.
Oh, I was. That was not the direction I was thinking.
Or what were you thinking?
Because I feel like they're both.
One of those, right? You'd be one of them.
Cicero.
Cicero.
You don't have to be specifically Cicero. That's just a person who fills that role.
He's the caretaker
for a period of time
for it.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a specific. Isn't it the keeper or something like that?
Yes, that's it.
So, but yeah, you'd have to be one of those roles, though.
The keeper. So. I get to hand you some gross oils and I'm like, Night Mother time. Like,
I would say Cicero is specifically not second in command because, like, until the listener came around, he was just kind of doing what he thinks.
I guess
is
that's
best.
Valid because
until the listener comes around, he's like, oh, now I can listen to the listener because the Night Mother doesn't
I suppose that's true.
Right. And he was jealous that the Night Mother wasn't talking to him.
Right. Yeah. That's valid.
Right. So, yeah. So, I think listener is second in command.
Yeah,
which really would be super creepy. It's just kind of on the side, like just is.
Right. Just there out of necessity. Yeah, that's a valid point. All right, never mind. I can see where you're going with
custodians.
This.
Yeah. So as listener, it would be super creepy. You'd be hearing from the Night Mother about everybody who needs to die.
Yeah.
But you also would be the only 100% sure of which people legitimately have been called out to be killed.
That's true.
So you do have security there. Also, Night Mother's not going anywhere. She's not going to be like punching you in the face or anything. Like,
right.
She's just
and nobody else
there
is going to be able to convince anybody that, like, oh, well, I just suddenly can't hear her anymore. And it's actually you without a lot of work to, like, pull quite the coup to kind of get you out of scenario. So you're almost secure from being super turbo assassinated from the Dark Brotherhood.
Besides being betrayed by other Dark Brotherhood members, has there ever been an instance where the listener lost their position? Like they were just no longer worthy to be the listener?
I don't know if we officially know about
that. I feel like that only happens when they just get killed by someone else in the Dark Brotherhood.
Well, yeah. I was going to say the one problem with working with the Dark Brotherhood is they're all killing each other and betraying each other all the time.
They're all backstabbers. Yeah.
But the only real situation I could see that could really get you in some hot water is if your whole section got real suspect and they had to do that purge thing that they do where they just completely like just wipe out that sanctuary.
Selena in chat says when the sanctuary gets cleansed.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking
of. There's the potential for that. Sure.
Are like the first to go when something goes
right
wrong.
Because you're considered the ones that are probably perpetuating the problem. So it's like, okay, well, one of you is corrupt, so you're definitely dead.
But I wouldn't be corrupt, so everything would be fine, right, everybody?
Yeah, right. That's totally how that works.
Yeah, totally how that works.
Yeah, but again, I don't... In the grand scheme of totally things, there aren't the that many purifications.
True. Yeah, not every generation
that they're not being purified.
Yeah, not every generation of Brotherhood gets cleansed, so...
Right.
So yeah, it might be a secure place. It wouldn't be as wacky as working for the Dovahkiin.
It has historically not been a secure place.
Yeah. Maybe for a little while.
It's built to be secure and they have all these safeguards and rules, but historically every like base has gotten broken into and every person has betrayed a rule, broken a rule. Like it's supposed to be good, but like categorically has not been.
I feel like you could still make that argument about like every organization in Tamriel has gone sideways at some point.
Well, I mean, when you're all not serial
point,
killers,
right?
The thought of longevity is probably a little longer. But
That's true.
Well, it's happened multiple times. The Dark Brotherhood's gone awry throughout history so many different times.
Right. And actually, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Outlander Frog is correct. I think there's only been two. There was the one in ESO, and then there was the one around the time of Oblivion.
Right. You can make the counter argument that the reason why we think this way is because the stories that we get...
Oh, there is one in Legends.
...are the few times it actually happens across thousands of years. And so it's sure. like cognitive bias of like, all I've noticed all the cars in my neighborhood are red lately. And it's like, no, you just happen to be noticing red cars because you're not paying attention to anything other than red cars, right? Like we don't get stories about the boring times where everything goes well.
Where the system doesn't right. change. So that's like, it's not like saying if a kingdom falls seven different times throughout history, because that's not the same thing. It's a different kingdom with different rules every time. This is the same system perpetuating. And
oh, the system's
again.
Broken. Sure.
And it, sure. it just keeps failing and starting over and failing and starting over. Yeah. Right. Maybe throughout the hundreds of years, it has only happened like five times.
Yeah. Maybe
is,
it
I
only
guess,
happens like one time in age.
Sure. But that's still,
you just got to be in the correct time period.
Right. Right.
That's not a good system to be in if it's failed five times in a row.
Well, you know.
Just be during the time of Skyrim when the Dragonborn's in charge. That's it.
Jump in right after it failed and you're at least good for at least a
right.
few hundred
right. That's the,
years.
That should be your longest period of time before another cleansing starts.
Right, yeah. right. I only need to stick around for a few decades.
Oh,
and then,
your listener
and then
just got murked? How convenient. I'd like to recruit.
Yeah. One listener, please.
I am hearing a voice in my head.
Well, I mean, you better know the words of binding, otherwise.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want right, to fake that's, it. You don't want to fake
yeah.
it.
That's, yeah, that's actually not that, you know, I... In all
it's
the highly
perfect.
Suspect positions we just chose, that one doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's not perfect.
In terms of being alive for long.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, anyway, I mean, there's definitely some that could be worse than that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I feel like we've hit the kind of the end of the episode. Thank you for joining me, everybody. This has been super fun. Really kind of fun thinking about.
Those are some unique ones that I was not... sort of expecting.
I was hoping for one to choose Alduin, and we kind of got it in a roundabout way with choosing the Dragonborn, so we got to talk about how Alduin's not the villain. But
yeah. All right. Well, here, let's go back through everybody and feel free to share anything that you've got going on that you want to shout out about, or just, you know, hey, thanks for being here or whatever. We'll start with Rob.
Yeah. So I always want to give a shout out to the Skyblivion Project. Please join if you feel like joining. If you don't know how, we can teach you. Join the Discord server. Someone who's more knowledgeable about that will teach you, not me. I'll just point you in the right direction.
Awesome.
So you can reach out to me if you want about that. I am the one of the guild officers of the PC ESO guild for the lore casters for robots. Me and Jillian run a lot of stuff at the PC community on NA. I am on EU as well, but we don't have much of a crowd there. So if you're on EU and you want to do something, shout out Rob the Princess, pretty much anywhere you can find me. So talk about nerd stuff with me, come play ESO with me, follow me on Twitter if you want. And yeah, that's that. This is the first time I've been on since Vegas. Vegas was cool.
Vegas was great. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, Rob lives in Vegas. We talked about this a little bit on the episode. But yeah, it was really cool getting to hang out with you and see your home.
Yes, my abode.
We didn't actually go to his house, but like, it's your city, right? Like,
I spent so much time hanging out with Lotus and we never got a picture. So next time, I'm going to try to remember.
I know the joke that like when I'm doing something, I never remember to actually document like any of it other than like a couple quick things at the start. And then I totally don't remember. And I didn't get to see your abode. However, you did save me and George from a disaster of trying to get down the strip with an Uber thing.
Yeah,
and you just
George
drove us there and it was way easier that way.
I gotta meet him and talk with him. He's such a cool guy.
George and
yeah, it was awesome. Just I was like the chauffeur for like, I was like, hey, whoever doesn't want to pay for an Uber, come ride with me.
Yeah,
I'll take
Rob
you to the
help drive me and my wife around too, so thank you for that.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, well, awesome, Rob. Well, thanks for being here again. All right, Ombre, you got anything going on?
Well, I have gotten back into streaming a little bit here and there. So if you want to check that out, I stream mostly currently Hardcore World of Warcraft and No Man's Sky because they just had another update. I think it was the 25th update since 2017. So
wow,
yeah, they keep updating the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be going back into Elder Scrolls once they unleash the new expansion. I'm kind of waiting for that. So
yeah, it's like a little over a month away. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. So awesome. Definitely mention that.
What's the Twitch channel again?
It's Ombre Mortem, same as my name right there.
Ombre Mortem. There you go. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Yeah. Bennett, B, how's it going, man?
Good. Well, a lot of things going on. Start a new job. I'm going to shamelessly plug that. I'm the head coffee roaster at a local coffee roastery. Nice. If you need some coffee, go to BaristaAlley.com, order a bag. I'll roast it for you and ship it out.
Nice.
So yeah, so that's really fun. If anyone's really into coffee, I love coffee. So you can hit me up about that too.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And then Ben's got some stuff.
Oh yeah. So funny enough, I started a new job too, not long ago. That's fun. But yeah, I am one of the hosts for Holocron Histories, Star Wars Canon versus Legends, where I take a deep dive into the Star Wars universe. And I'm also one of the hosts for the Wizarding World Lorecast, to where we do a deep dive in all things Harry Potter and Wizarding World.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us again. And Falcon was asking what the name of the coffee was again for Bennett. Bennett, say it again one more time.
So it's Barista Alley Coffee Roasters. You can just go to BaristaAlley.com.
Barista Alley?
As in like a hall
between small road. Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. Cool. Awesome. And then Falcon. Thanks for being here, Falcon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Falcon of a Box on literally everything. I'm not remotely active on anything. I don't play online games, so yeah.
Cool.
There's that.
That's easy.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's easy. I got nothing.
No problem.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Well, awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And then Lotus, you've got stuff. I was just on your show.
Yeah, you were just on my show, which as anybody who listens to both, because I know we have a lot of crossover, has probably noticed that it has not hit the feed yet. And it turns out because I am a god awful editor and trying to edit the thing without our candy has been miserable, and I keep botching sending it to the feed, but we will have it up for you in like a day or so, because I think we've got it finally managed. I hadn't done that type of editing in a while, and I was like, I'm really bad at this. It's much easier to just rip the audio straight, but we had that weird OBS problem at the beginning.
Yeah, it got a little funny. So yeah.
Arc is very good at stitching that stuff together in a very timely fashion. I am not that person.
Right. So, but once it's up, you're going to hear me and you and
exactly
the Elder Memes.
It should be, give it like a day or two and you'll be getting it. So this coming week, you'll probably be getting more tales than usual, as we had a great discussion about all the Vegas fun with Elder Memes and robots. So that was a very fun show. And then we'll have the normal show on Sunday. So then you'll just get another one like immediately, because editing won't take so long. So
nice.
Pretty much it. So yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. And
it was
officially getting to meet Elder Memes and chat with him as well was very cool. You guys, that's Tales of Tamriel. Look it up on whatever podcatcher you're listening to this on. And of course,
it's going
to
either be us or the officially licensed Bethesda books. We're the non-book people.
Right. They're the podcast one and not the books.
Yeah, we're the podcast one.
Yeah. And if you're looking for other links, you can go to robotsradio.net, where Tales of Tamriel is, and a bunch of other shows on the network. My other shows, Ben's shows, lots of different stuff. So if you're looking for more content, lots of stuff over
the
there.
The UESB. You just find us there.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for being here, chat, and patrons and everybody else. We'll be back next week with another episode. And until then, stay safe out there. And if you are going to work for a villain, try to not pick a terrible one. All right. We'll see you all next time.
See you later.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach me on Twitter at robots_radio or Lotus of Doom at Lotus of Doom. Also, you can join us on the Robots Radio Discord channel. You can easily just search Robots Radio Discord on Google or check the description underneath the podcast. Also, this podcast is recorded live every week on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Robots Radio channels on Twitch, YouTube, and on Facebook. So just search Robots Radio on any of those platforms. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you while we record the show, or before or after. Either way, just come hang out with us. And if you're looking for more information about my shows and the shows on the Robots Radio Network, go to robotsradio.net for all the information about all the shows on the network, including the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where I help both new and existing podcasters to grow their shows, build their audiences, and create the best podcast they possibly can. All of that at robotsradio.net. We'll see you next time.